Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus Christ is only begotten Son of the Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified and dead and buried. I believe what I believe. What makes me who I am? No, I did not make it. No, it is making me. It is the very truth of God, not the invention of any man.
Jesus,
cheirando a ti, conhecendo só no teu filho Yeshua.
Bom, parão, parão, pão.
We got the parts down, dude.
Good job.
Pai Santo, mais uma vez nos chegamos a ti, reconhecendo que só no teu filho Yeshua há poder e virtude para nos levar além do véu, Senhor. Te glorificamos pelo preço que foi pago na cruz do Calvário. Te glorificamos, Senhor, por aquilo que tu decidiste fazer em nosso favor. Que esta noite o teu povo possa receber diretamente da tua mão a tua provisão, a porção da tua graça que cada um necessita. E que, Senhor, o Teu nome esteja sendo glorificado em tudo. Visita-nos aqui pelo Teu Espírito e conduz-nos à Tua Câmara, Senhor, ao Teu regaço. E cada um de nós possa sentir o toque do Teu Espírito, o conforto, o amor do Pai e o consolo do Espírito Santo nas suas vidas. Este é o nosso desejo, é a nossa oração e fazemos pela fé e em honra do Senhor Jesus. Amém. Amados irmãos, bem-vindos a este programa. Mais uma vez, convocamos todos aqueles que desejam conhecer as profundezas do amor de Deus a ficarem connosco nestas duas horas. Temos hoje uma convidada muito especial, uma guerreira de Deus, uma mulher que dedica a sua vida à obra que Deus lhe concedeu. Doutora Elizabeth McKee, ela é graduada pela Universidade Evangélica São Lucas em Estudos Bíblicos e ela ainda tem um mestrado, doutorado em Divindades. Mas ela é, acima de tudo, como ela mesma se define, uma devota seguidora do Senhor Jesus. Ela tem trabalhos publicados na internet, tem 3 livros dedicados a acompanhamento de mulheres vítimas de violação, trabalha com situações pós-traumáticas e ela tem programas de rádio também, como nós. Além do blog, nós já pusemos os links no chatroom para quem quiser consultar. Ela é uma atalaia. Dedica-se ao corpo de Cristo, a preparar os soldados deste grande exército que Deus está levantando para estes dias. Nós vamos estar abordando diversos assuntos. Ela tem muito para nos contar. Já entrevistou muita gente que na sua experiência lhe trouxe uma visão global das coisas muito interessante. Queremos que ela partilhe connosco tudo isso, que nos leve a entender pelos olhos de todos aqueles com quem ela já lidou aquilo que é a visão dela para os dias que estão se aproximando. Estaremos transmitindo, como sempre, em 2 línguas. Estaremos atualizando todas as respostas da nossa irmã e eu espero que no fim deste programa você saia acrescentado com tudo aquilo que a nossa irmã vai trazer aqui, daquilo que é a experiência dos seus contactos, da sua já grande caminhada com o Senhor. Deus nos abençoe a todos, que o Pai acrescente a si o maná que Ele preparou para o dia de hoje. Fique conosco e seja abençoado em nome de Jesus. Amém. Brothers and sisters, thank you again for your company. Welcome again one more journey, one more battle in destroying the strongholds of the enemy. I welcome you to this show. We have a special guest. We have a warrior, a female warrior of God amongst us. Her name is Elizabeth McKee. But you know her from the host of Tribulation News. She's a great warrior of God. She's a vigilant woman. She's a watchwoman. She stands on her position in the king, in the kingdom, all weeks, all days, trying to provide the body of Christ with the latest news, with the insights. She has a lot of experience working with the victims of this system. She has 3 books already published. 2 of them, I think, they are dedicated to rape victims. So if you want to check, please, I left the links, and I ask Dr. Elizabeth, please continue sharing your work here on chat room. I want you to invite Ray for this show, because our guest, she has made a lot of interviews with a lot of people that we have known on last days, working to God, like Fritz Springmeier. And she has a lot to tell us about these last days, her insights, her point of view. We will be talking with her after the worship session. So I know that God has purpose to gather all of us, His army, and to share the experience of the walking with God of one of others. So please keep your ears up, open, because I know that God will talk to you, will share to you what you need to know, because it will be useful for tomorrow, for your tomorrow. I know that God has purpose for each one of you that are hearing or that will hear this show on the archive. So just let's invite our great Father to embrace all of us. We worship, we give Him glory, and then I will bring our guest here. I will be talking, as always, in 2 languages. I will update all the questions and answers in Portuguese, so please have patience. There are a lot of Portuguese people that they don't speak English, Portuguese and Brazilian and African people. They don't even know how to use chat rooms. So please be patient. But as you know, I will be talking also in English to you. So let's give our hearts to our great Savior and rejoice in His presence. May the Lord bless us all. In Jesus' name.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising.
Meu barco em alto mar. 10 mil à tua direita, mas tu não serás atingido. Se o vento soprar contra a tua vida, clame o nome de Jesus e ele te socorrerá.
jovem criança de velho dançarão em sua presença e saberão que tu és rei, rei das nações.
Power of God, our God.
Amen. God bless you all. That we have our guests already online. Sister Elizabeth, please, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine. Great pleasure to have you here, my sister. It's an honor for us to receive such a warrior of God, such a female warrior, watchwoman, as I call. My sister, I want you to bring you to the show because I know that you are on the front line almost for 2 years, right, if I am not wrong, since you started the blog talk radio called Tribulation News. Can you confirm this?
Yes, I started my show December of 2012 after being on Revelation mm-hmm. News Radio for about a month, and mm-hmm. Been on ever since. I also hosted with Pierre and Angel on Freedomizer Radio as well mm-hmm. for about a good year as well. So include that, and then, of course, my very first radio program I was on was with my first book with the Steve Henry Show, and that was in, mm-hmm. I believe, it's New Mexico or Arizona area, but it was all from home and just like here. So, yeah, it was interesting on how the Lord led me to do radio.
Yes.
I worked in the church for roughly about 4 years, and the last year, the Lord was telling me, you need to get out of the church. It's apostate. Mm-hmm. You need to stop witnessing and doing ministry in the dead body of Christ. So mm-hmm. The Lord led me to Blog Talk, and Jason Egeroff helped me to realize my potential. And mm-hmm. I've been at it since. This has become a ministry, and I love every minute of it. I have my days when I want to take off or whatever the case is, just wanting to be by myself and spend time with the Lord or just take care of myself, you know? So,
I see.
Yeah, so since then...
Let me say something that it's interesting because when I was researching your path with the Lord, I saw that you and I, we have so much in common, because I was also on a church for more than 8 years, and soon I start seeing the work of men, the work, the pride, the materialistic things coming in first, and I leave then. I return to see if something has changed and try to fight inside the 2 more years, and didn't change, just getting worse. They all went to jail. And, you know, when you talk, when I see that you have almost a similar path than me, the Holy Spirit talked to me. He said, those that are my faithful ones, I always put them higher and higher. That's what is written, that you must scream above the roofs. So for them, for the people that stay in the system, they are corrupt by the system, and they are involved on them. They eat and drink from them, from that corrupt system. They think that we are going down, you see. But the Holy Spirit sees on another perspective. He brought you up to a higher roof, a higher mountain, for you and I to scream the truth, to destroy the schemes of evil. And it's interesting that I know that you have studied in Kansas University, right? You are a level degree in Bible studies, I think, right?
Yes.
And it's interesting because maybe you have a lot to win in staying in the system, right? Because you spend so much time to form yourself, to study. But this is an example that I want to bring here before you go on, is that those that are from the Father, they know that the big treasure they have, it's not their studies, their money, the status. The big treasure they know they have, those that are lovers of truth, lovers of Jesus Christ, they know they don't have anything if they don't keep the values of Christ in the first place. This is a great example for all our guests, for those that are hearing. I want to share with you, this is a woman that has a lot to win to stay in the system. But what you are going to hear here, it's the right path. It's the narrow road, the real narrow road. Please give us some background from you, from your walk in the Lord. And then I will update in Portuguese, okay?
What again? Sorry. I heard you. Yeah.
Did you hear what I said before?
I heard you, that last little part. I didn't quite get, but I heard you for the most part.
Sorry, I was breaking in. I didn't not even know. I was saying that I know that you have studied, and you had a lot to win staying on the system. Because I know and you know how tempting the system is for those that are lovers of vanities of this world. But one of the reasons that I want to bring you to the show is because I am like you. I also had a degree, and I had a lot to win staying in the system. But you people like you and me know that the greatest treasure we have, it's not our studies, it's not our money, it's not our status, it's not how the people perceive us. But the greatest treasure we have is the truth, the life, the way, knowing the way, the only way, that is Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit in us. And for not to lose this treasure, sometimes we really have to make difficult choices. I know that you have a bad time to change, but I know that you are a winner. God has upgraded your roof to see higher and to scream higher the truth. So give us some background of you, and then I will update in Portuguese, okay?
Okay. Amen. some more information about me. I've been in school forever. I took about 5 years off in between my master's degree. My master's is in organizational leadership, which is basically business consulting, making businesses better. And my mm-hmm. PhD is also in that as well, called organizational psychology, same thing. So I went to Bible college. I have my undergraduate degree in that. I have 2 undergraduate degrees in psychology, an associate's and bachelor's. But I'm also a published author as well. I just got my dissertation published, and for some reason it's not showing up on my website, even though I updated it. But I have 5 articles that are published all through through Franklin Publishing Company, and and 3 books, and obviously 2 of the 3 are about my own experience. The first one is my own biography. The second one is a workbook on how to deal with rape and going through scripture and basically having the person work it out with the Lord. If they can't have a counselor, they have the workbook to help them work it out. And then my third book consists of my master's thesis and an article that I wrote that I believe I got published as well. I don't know why. I have it on my website as well. So it's a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. It's 2 papers in one for my third book. So, yeah, I didn't realize my gift for writing until I got into my master's program. And then from there, I the Lord helped me with my speech impediment. I felt like Moses in many ways. And once I got on the air, the Lord helped me to overcome that.
Amen.
So God is good.
Amen. If you want to share some of your experience that field of taking care and consulting women that are victims of rape, we will be talking, if you want, about this, because I know there is a great experience that you can share with us, and I think there is a lot of people that with traumas like this, similar or maybe like that one. But let me just first update in Portuguese, because it's important for people to understand what is your background, what is your story, okay? Just give me two minutes.
Okay. Well, the first rape happened when I was in Bible college in Joplin, Missouri, and it was an elderly man. I didn't get much support from the school, and they kicked me out because of the rape. They said I needed to be on medication and all that. The second rape happened when I was dating my husband, and it was my next door neighbor right up above me in his 40s or 50s, if I remember correctly. And that one was, I don't think exactly classify which one was the worst. But I definitely learned and grew through it, because I didn't have much support at times, and I couldn't really afford to get counseling, so I had to learn to deal with it on my own, and that's how I learned to deal with it on my own, where that second book came about as well from it. But I don't know, the Lord just told me to overcome a lot of this. I had to really surrender to Him. I had to really get into the Word. I had to really just spend time with Him as much as I possibly could. And, you know, he taught me so much during that time. I had to learn to love all over again. I had to learn to forgive. Forgiveness was the hardest part, because I held on to that for 2 years. I had grudges against people for 2 years. And it was one of those difficult times for me. I don't want to go
through
that
old,
again.
How old were you?
The first time, I believe I was 21. And the second time, I believe I was 24. I think that's right.
And you were already on, or you were not converted?
I was, well, obviously I was in college. One of them, the first one, he claimed that he went to church, but didn't live it out. You know, those people are. And then the second one was not a believer at all in Jesus. So,
But I was asking you, if you were on the church on that time.
Oh, no. No, I wasn't in the church at that time. No. Sorry, I couldn't understand you there for a minute.
Okay. Well, I know that the Lord has power to change everything, and I know that, he had shown the reason and what you have to learn with that experience, and I know that you are a person that are destined to impact lives with your experience, because this is the way the Lord works. The most that are broken, that's the most they are will be using on the kingdom. So, before I go to the updates in Portuguese, what I want you to do, if you can, please share your link again of your website to people if you want to contact you. Give also if you want your email, because I believe that people There are a lot of people on these days, they will need the help of someone like you that overcome traumas like this. So while I'm going to update and then we will go on, please give us your contacts here on chat room, please. Hold on. Let me update in Portuguese, okay? And while I update, you can share the links on chat room, if you wish.
Okay.
Eu estive falando com a nossa irmã. Ela, como eu já falei aqui, ela estudou até muito tarde, até aos 20 e tal. Tirou um curso, tirou um mestrado. Mas teve duas situações na vida que foram marcantes para ela, né? Uma aos 21 e outra aos passado 3 ou 4 anos, em que ela própria foi vítima de violação. Ela foi violada 2 vezes. E aquilo foram duas marcas muito difíceis de vencer, só com a ajuda de Deus, e que hoje ela conseguiu ultrapassar com uma ação sobrenatural de Deus, né? Porque vocês podem imaginar, se uma vez já deve ser difícil, então acontecer 2 vezes. E ela esteve a falar que foram tempos difíceis, mas que hoje consegue ver que provavelmente ela vai ser muito usada por Deus para dar aconselhamento a outras vítimas, para dar ajuda a pessoas que têm estas coisas na vida e muitas vezes estão guardando isto só para elas. Ela conseguiu vencer na vida, hoje é uma mulher casada, tem uma vida normal, tem seu emprego, mas também não encontrou naquele sistema, né, de igreja a ajuda. Quando eu digo igreja, é o sistema templista, o templo. Igreja templo, igreja, a visão de igreja de edifício congregacional. Não. Eu preciso Deus levá-la para fora desse sistema para conseguir vencer esses traumas. E isto é uma evidência, não é? Que esse sistema não ajuda ninguém, só absorve tudo das pessoas. Não é o propósito de Deus prender pessoas nesse entendimento de igreja, fazê-los escravos desse entendimento, porque lá não encontram os recursos espirituais. Podem até encontrar recursos materiais, mas espirituais não encontram para coisas destas. E é isso que nós vamos tentar dissecar um pouco hoje, porque eu acredito que há muita gente que está preso nesse entendimento, à espera da libertação das vidas deles, em vão. Não é lá. Onde ela encontrou realmente ajuda foi na relação pessoal com Deus, que o homem não pode interferir. Foi aí que ela entendeu os propósitos mais elevados de Deus, que ela conseguiu receber diretamente da mão de Deus tudo o que de espiritual precisava, para continuar a caminhar na fé e hoje ser a bênção que é, não é? Uma pessoa muito ativa nas coisas espirituais de Deus. Vamos continuar a falar sobre tudo isso. My sister, if you want to update something that comes before we go to, we want to give some more words about this to also for people that that possibly are hearing or will hear your story, that maybe want to contact you. What are the first commentaries and advice that you have to give to these people?
The best advice I can give to anybody, especially in these last days that I stress a lot with my show, is to walk in the Spirit. And that is done in three ways. Pray constantly, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Read, study, and memorize God's Holy Word as much as you possibly can. And praise God in both good and bad times.
Amen. Amen. And besides this, I know that you contact a lot of women, people that reach for you through the show, through the site. Do you have any story that you want to share with us? Story that marked you from another person that you would like to share?
In the last year, I've had to deal with overcoming again as well. I've had a DHS or the Department of Homeland Security in my house 3 times over a period of 2 months, August 6th, 12th, and then the end of October. But they were coming to take me out permanently. So I went to the Lord and I prayed. And I asked him to protect me. I quoted scripture out loud. And the first time around, they left about after 15 minutes. The second time they came, I did the same thing. They left about after 10 minutes. And they were more hostile. They decided to say something like, I could do this all night. Knock on the door, ring the doorbell. Very hostile. And the third time they came, they were afraid. I praise God for that. They were afraid. They stayed in their MRAP. Yes, I had an MRAP in front of my house 3 times with a mob, literally a mob of people that are deceived and dead things. Mm-hmm. And they sent a demon into my house. Very cruel demon. And it was attacking me psychologically in my dream. And it wouldn't leave my house. I woke up half out of it. And I got my Sword of Spirit out after trying to rebuke it multiple times, and that wouldn't work very well. So I got my Sword of Spirit out. I rebuked it, and I cast it out, and it left.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is real.
That's
spiritual. That's because it was real spiritual warfare. You, because you are impacting the life in the spiritual realm.
Yes, it is very real. Yeah.
Were you married already when that episode happened?
Yeah, I'm still married. I've been this June. It'll be 5 years being married. So, like, the third time, my husband was downstairs sleeping. Long story. But
yes.
He sensed the evil as well, and he got a taste of it. So, yeah, the first 2 times, it was totally planned out, completely planned out with what they were doing. They purposefully wanted to abduct me, but I, you know, the Holy Spirit speaking and yelling at me, literally, I went to the Lord and He pulled me through.
Who was this mob? It was Satanist.
What again?
I was asking. I didn't understand. Who were these persons? If they were agents, they were Satanists.
Yeah, the Department of Homeland Security is federal agents. They claim they're keeping our nation secure, when that's the complete opposite. With all their ammunition, and they go military type vehicles, and if you see them in black, stay away. So yeah, they're coming. When they come, it's not going to be pretty, and we're all going to see it here very soon. But yeah, so
it was because you are talking about some issues. They don't want you to talk, right?
Right. They don't want me to talk. They don't want any of us that are Christians, or the saints in general, the Jews and Christians, they don't want us to speak at all. But we've got to speak up. We've got to speak up against this tyranny. We've got to speak up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Of course. I know that you have brought to your show at least twice, I think, the Eggman and Eggman guys, right?
Yeah, I've had them on my show before. Yeah.
So they had some they had some kind of experience like that one that you are talking to us. They were trying to scare them, as they tried to scare you. I want to know that what are your views about the coming out here, that it's approaching. What are you seeing? What can you tell us for America and for the rest of the world from the people that you have already interviewed, like Fritz Springmeier, amongst others? What are your insights to America? What can you tell us that make us more vigilant? Can you make your comments about this?
So you're asking about what to do to help prepare the masses for what is coming upon Earth?
Yes, what are the checkpoints you want to mark tonight for people to pay attention, to prepare themselves?
Okay. Well, definitely walking the spirit's the number one thing. In regards to overcoming all of this, you know, because God has to be number one. You have to seek Him and trust Him no matter what the cost. The second thing I would say would be you will feel that evil from a distance because of having the Holy Spirit in you. You will feel that evil. So when you feel it, just automatically pray. Automatically do it. Amen. Don't think about it. Just do it. Say scripture out loud. Whatever you need to do, pray. Say scripture, sing out loud, whatever you need to do, because those demonic things can read your thoughts. They literally can. I've seen it. I wouldn't say flee and run away, because really, I didn't run away. I stayed in my house. I was prepared for them to knock down my door, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. So try not to flee and run away, but if the Lord told you to go in hiding for a time or two or 3 days or however long, do it. But be in prayer, stay in the Word, do what you need to do to walk in the Spirit. Don't be afraid of your enemy. They're more afraid of you than anything because you have Jesus in your life.
Right.
And, I mean, just be bold. Be bold. Don't be worrying about dying. It'll be quick. You won't feel a thing. You know, death can't hold you, you know, as Ken Peter's dream spoke of. It can't hold you. So you only die once, just like Jesus did. And you're living in amazing prophetic times. And we will overcome, but we have to trust in God. We have to. So, you know, in these last days, it's so crucial to at least do those steps of what I mentioned. And the minute you feel any kind of fear, just surrender to God. Surrender to Him. Give it to Him. You will feel it, and you'll be surrounded by it. And, you know, Amen. God is bigger. He's way bigger.
Amen. One of the things that I'm feeling here while I hear you talking about these things, and maybe it's not only my perception, it's the Holy Spirit also trying to make to connect all the dots that of what you have said here. I am encouraged to tell you that it's something that maybe you have already know by the Lord, that everything that happened in your life just happened because the devil knew the plans that God has for you in His kingdom. Probably you know this, but I feel that I should tell you this. Because in my experience with God, I know that the devil always tries to anticipate and kill, destroy the plans of God for their chosen one. So what happened to you, it's not normal. And it's not normal because you are not fighting against normal enemies. You were not brought to this place, this hurt, the flesh, just to be a regular person. You are a... Are you hearing me, Elizabeth? Am I not breaking?
You sound clear to me.
Okay. Let me just end this. If you make your flashback, you see that this is like a chessmate. You see, devil always tried to stop the God's plan. He tried to kill Moses. He tried to kill Jesus. And God, knowing the reaction of the dark forces, he also plays his peons and pieces of the chess game, like Joseph, when he was sold to be the savior of all Israel. So what I'm feeling when you tell me this, that people like you are on a journey with God. You are so special to God that God uses your all your troubles not only to purify your life, but also to give fruit, and a lot of fruit. So when I see the happenings around us, I am encouraged to say that you are going to be a major player for God's will on the area that you are living now. That people, God will send you the people for, and you will understand everything. People to help you. People that will help you also in your needs to do the God's work. And it's very important for you and for our listeners to understand this. Because you have courage to talk about this, but there are a lot of our brothers and sisters, they don't have courage. They try to hide these things on an armory. And they are getting old, not fulfilling the purpose of God. So I hope people that are hearing your testimony understand that God will provide them the help they need, not only to overcome, but to be a blessing for others like you are. So what you have experienced on that persecution that you talk now about your house, I heard about Doug and Eggman persecutions also. I know that one of your guests, like Fritz Springmeier, he was arrested. I don't know if you talked to him about this or about what happened on his prison, but it came a little bit different. Seems that he's a little more calm. But these are people that are destined to change the life of the other for good. Did you talk with Springmeier what happened while he was arrested, or he didn't touch on that part?
I think we did. It's been a while. I believe we did on the show for just a little bit. Yeah, we mostly focused in on the bloodlines and his research and what he knew. But yeah, I think we did for a little bit.
There are a few people on the internet. They are saying that he's working now for the Illuminati. What was your perspective?
I think he is possibly controlled opposition, and that he very well could be working for the Illuminati. So, I mean, there's a lot.
That perspective?
Yeah, I do.
Because he's been participating in some events that are patronized by the Rothschilds and these families. Now let's compare one story with another. God provides you the deliverance for not to be arrested. Let's make a balance about this. You contact Fritz Springmeier and you saw the difference. God gave you the deliverance and the power to overcome and to stay on your position in the kingdom. From now on, from this day on, what are your projects to destroy more strongholds, if I can say this, of the enemy, to destroy the schemes, to uncover all that you are touching on your shows? What are the next steps that you have received from God? Can you share with us?
Are you referring to when it gets perilous, or before
that? I'm trying to understand from this day on. Now, God has already gave you new directions for your work in the kingdom.
Basically, He told me to obviously continue walking in the Spirit. That's the biggest part of it. He's talking to me a lot, and I love every minute of it. He's preparing me. He's been physically giving me, reminding me that I need to remember when DHS was at my house, and that I need to remember it clearly because it's about to happen again, but it won't be at my house. I won't be in my house. So he's basically preparing me for what's about to happen, and it is so close, so close. I have had to wrestle with fear because fear has bothered me at times with it because I'm trying to deal with the fact that my time is really running out, but I'm also looking forward to it as well, to being with my Lord. So yeah. He's been preparing me for not only what's about to happen, to also spend time with Him and to see my baby boy, Noah. So, yeah, that's basically what He's been telling me lately, generally speaking. So.
Yes. And your husband, he is also... working only on the kingdom, or does he have another occupation?
He's been obviously lately trying to find work, but whatever I've been feeling, he's been feeling, or whatever he's been feeling, I've been feeling with the Holy Spirit within us. So we've both been in tune very spiritually. It's been amazing. Recently, we both had a prophetic dream. I can't share right now because we haven't been given permission to share it on the air. But anyways, that was really neat to see, and how God is working in his life and mine. So he's been somewhat preparing. I've had to push him. But
yeah.
He's definitely in tune with what's going on. I mean, last night we both had a lack of sleep. We both were really feeling what's about to happen. And, you know, before he went to sleep, I said, hey, we need to be watching the stock market the next day. And we both were watching it avidly today, I think about the same amount of time, both of us. So the Lord's been preparing him. It's been a slow journey for him, whereas I've been awake for many years. And but it's been neat to see how awake he is and how prepared he's become in these last days. So now the big test will come, and we'll see how he does with that. But I'm sure he'll do fine. I'll have to probably help him along the way a little bit. But, I mean, I have to, because the Holy Spirit is working with him in tune. It's been really neat to see.
Mm-hmm. And do you also work on some teaching university or college?
I do. I teach business classes. I teach an English class, a World Religions class, and I'm basically in the charge of 5 different programs. So okay. I've been very busy.
Yes. One of the things that I would like to take your comments is about the Bible. Of course, that you know a lot about the Bible, about the history of the Bible. What are your thoughts about the translations that we have at our disposal now? And how would you advise people to see it, understand the difference between being dependable of the Bible or being dependable of the personal relationship with the Holy Spirit? Can you, with your knowledge, with your studies, can you make us understand the dangers and the problems that this system is throwing on the souls, manipulating the Bible? You see, that's the central thing that I want to touch, because I know that you know a lot of how the Bible became what it is today, but you are not a simple believer, a new believer. You are a spiritual believer. As you have already said, you have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Give us, in your perspective, what is the difference? How did you felt the difference depending on the Holy Spirit? Can you tell us?
The Holy Spirit teaches you everything you need to know, especially as you're reading God's Holy Word. The difference also with the Bible in and of itself, there's all those different translations, and that can be really confusing, especially for new believers. So I always encourage my listening audience to go to the original language, which is Greek, Aramaic, and Hebrew, because that's the only way they're going to be able to fully understand it. And, of course, look at the context of it when reading the Bible. Look at for example, if you're reading one verse, look at the verse before and after. If you're reading a chapter, look at the chapter before and after. If you're reading the book itself, look at the books before and after. Get a commentary if you need to get a commentary. That helps as well. Or get a Bible dictionary. That helps too. Just to, you know, until you get farther along in your walk and you no longer need those materials. But definitely the Holy Spirit will teach you along the way, and you'll get these insights, and that'll help you to shed light on what's going on. Because, I mean, when I was in Bible college, they stressed, oh, you need to look at it literally, figuratively, and many other ways as well. But the longer I have lived, I've learned from the Lord that it's all literal. We can't take everything literal, figurative, etc., you know, because an example of the fifth seal almost dying for my faith, you know. So, and we all will be in these last days as well, for those who stick with it, whose names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So, you know, I just encourage the audience to keep Scripture in context, because there are a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing out there, and there are a lot of snakes that are ready to, you know, use their smooth talking. And so we really have to seek to know the Lord. And it's not easy. And I encourage people on my show to contact me if they need any additional help. But I don't consider myself an expert. I'm learning like everybody else. So, you know, the Holy Spirit helps us to understand what we're reading, but we won't fully understand it until we're with Jesus. But of what we do understand now, it should transform us, as you read in Romans 12. You know, renew your mind, transform, make you more and more like Him each and every day. Put away the flesh and walk in the Spirit.
You've said something that I think that is so important for people to understand this. And forgive me if I'm going to take 1 or 2 minutes of your time, but it's important, really important, people to understand what you have said. People that come from the system, the templist system, it's based on temples. They are taught to think by the heads of the others. They must understand the Bible by the head of the hierarchy. But you said that when the closer you go to the original, the Hebrew, to the Greek, the better you can see who Jesus is, who the Father is, and how wonderful it is to depend only on the Holy Spirit, not on some kind of pyramidal hierarchy. For most anointed that a man should be, the word says that those who believe in man, they are cursed. They are cursed. So even Peter, they failed. The apostles failed. Only Jesus didn't fail. So why should we have a blind faith on any man? Mostly because of these times that we are all being witness of two armies getting ready to clash. So infiltrating agents and their ninjas inside these guys of the other side. God has his ninjas also, has his agents on the positions ready to act to destroy the scheme. But Satan has a lot of ninjas, especially on the traditional system of religion, Christian religion. That's where we'll be more victims. So, when I get out of the system, God put me on a path to check the things by myself. I felt the Holy Spirit inside of me guiding for something, and I would check without fear. This is important. You have said this because we are. I hope this week we will be talking about on one show about the lost gospel of the Hebrews. It is also new. The first gospel in Hebrew language written, the original Matthew. When you have this document in your power and you can read in the original language, you will see what the man has made with the scriptures. To give his print, his change to his doctrine, to his points of view. What we have been given, it's an inheritance, it's a legacy that comes from traditional religion. And I will ask you to comment on this, Doctor. We can only grow until the stature of the perfect man like Jesus if we leave behind all these traditions, all these limitations that the system imposes. I know that when I put on air the show about the lost gospel of Hebrews, it's called the first gospel of Matthew, as it was written in the original, and all the three synoptical gospels come from this one. I know people's minds will blow, because you will see that Jesus is someone that you've never been taught. There are significant difference between the phrases that Jesus said that were changed by the Catholic Church and the other ones, that we lost the real meaning of the words of Jesus. Can you comment about this?
Are you referring to the traditions of men and setting that aside?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
make sure
I'm
correctly.
I am saying that the Bible that we have today in our language almost is another story, it's another novel. than what we have in the Hebrew, in the original Greek. Do you agree with this?
Yeah, I can see why people would view it that way, but it's also a special revelation. It's all scriptures God breathed, useful for teaching, rebuking, training in righteousness, paraphrase version of it, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. So, I mean, there's general revelation, which is with God's creation, such as, you know, the grass, the trees, etc. But then you have special revelation with the Bible, and God inspired those people to write what they did. And I could see where mankind could view it as a traditional book, but I view it more of as a love letter and an instruction manual. So, you know, I believe that, I mean, just from my experience, I don't consider myself an expert, but just from studying it so many years now, my entire life, and ever since, more so since I came to Christ and everything, but, you know, even though we don't have the full 100% original version, we have it in part, and it's on our hearts, too, of what we memorize and take to heart. And it's so crucial that we memorize as much as we can, no matter how old we get. But we have to be careful not to do what the world wants. So we're not too conformed to this world, you know, such as birthdays, holidays, etc. So with the Bible, that helps us to, that's our guidebook. And until we're with Him, and then all of His Word is within us, because we're made perfect in Him. So, that's my perspective.
Yes, but you are aware of how much important books there were stolen from our Bible, like Book of Enoch, Book of Jasher. They are referred on the Bible. And the first Christian, first church, they referred them, like Paul and Peter and Jude, they refer the Book of Enoch. What I can see today, it's not a coincidence, because to fight the spiritual warfare that we have to fight today, we must know who is the real enemy behind the people, behind these caskets of flesh. We are talking about fallen angels. They are producing fit extension for them. When we have the Book of Enoch, the Book of Jasher, that are on the Bible, cited on the Bible, in Joshua and 2 Samuel, they talk about the Book of Jasher. And when you read the details about the mixing of fallen angels with human beings, chimeras, and you look around, you see everything happening again. And you think about the words of Jesus, like in the days of Noah, there will be the days of my returning. My head, my vision, it's like if someone took out a blind and dirty scales from my eyes, you see. This is only possible because now God is providing this ancient text. They were used by Peter. They were used by Paul. They are referred on the New Testament. They are on the whole Testament. And this is only possible because it was not the people from the, it was neutral guys, real researchers. They found these documents and they brought it. Because if we depend only on the system, we will never get this. If we depend on the Catholics, if we depend on the traditional church, they will never left us to know about this. Of course, now they cannot stop. But what I'm saying is this: God is not stopping. More documents are coming. More knowledge that, like there is in Daniel, more knowledge are coming to for us to use to our benefit, to the benefit of our brothers. This is what I was talking, that in this, like for instance, in the Hebrew Gospel of Matthew, that it's called the Gospel to the Hebrews, there is a passage in our Matthew, normal, regular Matthew, that says, where two or three agree with something, my Father will do it, something like this. Do you remember this? But in the original Hebrew, it's not what they say. They change this because they want to make the kingdom something connected to being on a traditional
church,
like being obedient to the... But what is written, what Jesus really said in the original Hebrew language, said that where two or three that are worthy of receiving everything they ask, they are together and they agree, my Father will do it. And who are those that are worthy of asking and receiving everything they ask? Are the ones that leave all behind for the sake, for the love of Jesus and His gospel. These are the really worthy. So what they change in the Bible, say that if you are here obeying us, coming to our church, you are of the kingdom. You just need to be here together, singing, dancing. But it's not this. This is not the kingdom. The kingdom for Jesus Christ in the Hebrew, and you, I will do a show about this in detail. The kingdom has a price. The salvation is free. But the kingdom, to remain in the kingdom, Satan will ask things from our Father to test our real faith, to test our dedication and love to God. And this is a big difference, because Jesus never make a discount on 10% by mount. Jesus, He never used things like this to attract people. He always speak all the truth, and the kingdom has a price. It costs everything. Those that love more father and mother than me, they are not worthy of me. So this is the reason that there are so much fraudulent church, empty church, spiritual empty, because they are there but they are not paying the price of the kingdom. So they are not worthy to receive from God what they want. They are just numbers, contributors, paying their salvation with 10%, keeping 19% to them. They are stealing 90% the glory of God in their lives. They are not being faithful to God. And this is the instrument they use. They change the scriptures. They change small words, taking out from the context, to play with your mind, to play with your heart, and to be on the door. They don't enter the kingdom, I don't let you enter, and you become a proselyte. This is what I was talking about. I know that you felt also in your life this heavy burden, didn't you?
With scripture, is that what you're talking about? Like, from what I've
the scripture and the abuse of the authority of the man.
Yeah, I know that the Catholic Church, they have skewed scriptures all these years and left books out on purpose.
Yep.
When they should be in this, such as Enoch or Jasher or the Book of the Law or, you know, stuff like that that should be in there, they've taken it out. And you're right, they have also taken away or added to God's Word. I'm not supposed to do that either. So, yeah, I mean, I completely agree. That's why it's so important to have that discernment and wisdom from the Lord while reading it, so that you can decipher what's true and what's not in the midst of reading. And going back to the original language, doing inductive studies, word studies, reading it in context, all of that will help as well in order to filter through getting past those presuppositions that we tend to hold on to when reading scripture.
Mm-hmm. And that's why today, and this is the last point that I want to take your comment, because I know that you have a lot to say about this also. That's the reason of these manipulations and this robbery on the original scriptures that the primitive church had, that only now the church of these days are starting to have access, made the context that we have today around us. 99% of this world, people of this world, are believing more in aliens than in God, are accepting that if they see one day a bunch of aliens coming saying that they are our gods, they are ready to believe in this and persecuting the bad guys that will be us, saying that no, Jesus is the only God. This is what this system provided to us. The infiltration of the agents of Satan, the serpent seed, on that brought the materialistic, the prosperity gospel, brought the humanistic gospel. Anybody that speaks about demons and fallen angels, they start saying that we are crazy. And this is the real fight that we are going to have in the next times. Because you, my friend, you, my brother and my sister, to stay in the faith, in the real supernatural kingdom of God, you have to face to face battle against the deceitful army of the enemy. They will be honored and we will be the crazy ones. They will try to put us in centers of rehabilitation and things like that. But if you talk about aliens and mixing and pedophilians, oh, it's okay, no problem. This is this world. This is going bad, 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 bad. So, please, tell us from your perspective, how do you see this great deception that we will, all of us will have to face, or being victims of this big deception, or being soldiers and overcomers, courageous enough to say it's better for me to die physically, if necessary, than lose my all eternity. Can you give him your comments, please?
Well, from reading scripture and studying it and experiencing it a little bit, from what I can gather is that the fallen ones, the fallen angels, the Nephilim, Raphaim, etc., they will be the ones saying, the time has come, it is near, etc. And they'll be using that to deceive besides their miracles and signs and wonders. And so we'll be seeing that taking place as a means of deceiving people, besides people being afraid, because they'll have that fear gripping their heart and they'll be giving into it when they shouldn't be. They'll be so afraid because they've never seen it before. The church, current state of the church, did not prepare them for it like they should have. And so when this goes down, they will be afraid. They won't know what to do because they don't have the skills. They chose to be brainwashed rather than, you know, getting their head out of the sand and researching it and asking for discernment and wisdom from the Lord. So, we've been deceived. We've been pre-programmed all these years, but with what we're about to see here very soon is going to be like we've never seen in our entire life. So,
yes.
When we see this, we're going to have a lot of emotions. We're going to have to try and keep those emotions in check, obviously. But at the same time, walking in the Spirit is going to really help more than anything. But, mm-hmm. you know, the majority of the world will fall for it. They will twist it. They will twist God's word. They will do everything they can to persecute us, and we will become the enemy of the state. And I completely see that. I've experienced it myself. So yes. they will twist it just like Satan did with Jesus when he tempted him in Matthew 4. It'll be just like that, but worse. Far worse. Besides yes. having yes. the natural disasters and everything going on. So everything will be backwards. It's already backwards, but it'll be far worse. And we're almost at that point. So.
Yes. Do you think that all the political system, the United Nations and the globalist system, they even with the Vatican, they are preparing for soon to take us what they will call the new paradigm of a Christian police, like saying, well, that's true. Alien life, they are here amongst us. Because I think that the all is being played on this world, you see? All is being played. The bad cannot be hide anymore. People are asking for justice for the pedophilian rings, for the slavery children around the world, all the things that the Illuminati and this secret society, the shadow government, has been playing for years, decades. They cannot hide anymore, not even the secret society. They are not anymore secret anymore. So there is only one way there, and I see this is being played. They will a position or saying, okay, we are going to uncover, but if you are not with us, you better start running. In my view, this is what is happening all around. I don't know what was today, what happened, because I didn't saw the news yet, but I know that today, the Vatican and few of some higher ranks in the Vatican, they will be responding as charge as genocide. I didn't saw yet the result, but I hope to see yet. Even today, I will check. But these guys, they are being uncovered, so they are going to pretend to blow some wars around to take a distraction like a good illusionist. But comes the way that they will understand that, okay, these guys, they are awakened. The world is awakened. The humanity is awakened. So now we are going to play with strong, strong weapons. And this fake, this demonized fake how can I say, this program of people being demonized, being shattered, being violated from all the ways, mixing the DNA. This is just the beginning of what Jesus said. Not only the beginning, but I think that we have come from a long, in these days they will marry and give in marriage. When I read this the first time, the last days, I didn't understand because, okay, what is the problem of marrying and giving in marriage and drinking and hitting? I didn't understand this. Why Jesus was saying this is a problem? Of course, I didn't understand because nobody left me understand. I couldn't understand he was talking about the mixing of species, the angelic, the animal, being married, being, because it's not only perversion, sexual perversion. It's the complete sin. Sin, it's missing the target. It's losing the mark. The same things they were practicing in the days of Noah. where all the flesh were corrupt by his ways. This is what is happening now. And if we don't, I don't have children, thanks to God, but I can only imagine what a mother and a father that put a son in this world now. I can only imagine the afraid that they feel of leaving his son on a school all day. Can you comment on this, please?
Okay, I'm trying to keep straight everything you just said. everything is that is hidden is now being disclosed like none other. Everything is in our face more than it has ever been. For example, the stock market, I've been watching that closely and reporting on that like none other, especially since John Moore's person came on and spoke about that last month. And it's all right in front of us. And now a new banker comes out, not new banker, but they murder a banker in cold blood, and that comes out. And and before that they're saying, oh, it's suicide. We all knew that wasn't the case. But now they're flat out coming saying, oh, it was murder. So everything is coming out in the wide open. We're definitely coming at full circle, and it won't be long now before people, because we are in the days of Noah, it won't be long before people go,
right,
maybe I should have prepared. they question themselves. Maybe I should have prepared. Maybe I shouldn't have listened to this world. Maybe I should have read my Bible more. Maybe I should have, they're going to be regretting it like none other, or they may be asking questions such as, what's happening? What's going on? So we'll have great opportunities because of it, and it'll be neat to see God working through every aspect of it. But, we are living in the days of Noah. People are just going about their own business, not thinking anything about the food prices, the gas prices, everything that's going on. They're not researching it. They're not realizing that even... we have to be careful with not only mainstream media, but alternative media as well. We have to be really careful. And
there's a lot of disinformation on the alternative media.
Yeah, there's a lot of information. We just have to, be able to know who is trustworthy and research them further, because not everyone can be trusted. And when those that are trusted, like you or myself, we need to cling on to each other. We need to unite, not be divided in these times. And there's too much division going on. So, we're living in the days. It's full circle. It's about to hit the fan, literally. And the most of the world doesn't even know it. 90% at least will fall for it.
Mm-hmm.
At least. That's just a guesstimate. But, we're about to enter Jacob's trouble, the time of sorrows. We're at the beginnings of it. We're not quite in the full force of it yet, but it won't be long. It will not be long at all. My husband and I are making last-minute preparations of what we need to do and listening to the Lord, and it won't be long. It won't be long at all. And people are in for a rude awakening, big time.
Yes. Yeah. Do you have some kind of group there with you, helping you and your husband, or are you just both of you?
It's just my husband and I. I would like to team up with one of my friends I went to school with growing up, but they're in the Wichita area, and we're 10 to 15 minutes away from each other, so it'd be kind of hard to hit each other up whenever it hits the fan. So my husband and I are just doing our own thing in regards to prepping. But we have I've done most of the legwork. But it's coming together, but we're just kind of trusting God every step of the way and listen to Him. I'm probably getting tired here and getting tongue-tied here a little bit, but in the last... okay, it's February 23rd when I started to lose sleep. And that was before mm-hmm. things started to go crazy in Ukraine and everything. Not to extend mm-hmm. it, we'll be here after a while. But, you know, ever since then, I mean, I feel the Holy Spirit speaking to me like crazy, and nothing feels right anymore. Nothing. I don't even feel like myself anymore. And, I mean, I know who I am in Christ. I just don't feel like me. Life does not feel normal anymore. That's how close mm-hmm. we are. And most of this world just doesn't realize it. And it's just so sad. And some will never wake up, as Jesus said would be the case.
Yep. But the time is closing. The door is closing. I believe that you have built your heart. Elizabeth, I am building my heart. God knows our hearts. We have to understand, when I start walking with God, I thought I will be saving the world. But not even Jesus saved the world. Right? Not even Jesus was accepted. So we just have to be happy to, if we guarantee our soul and the souls of the closer ones, our husbands, our daughters, our sons, even if for that God has to take them prematurely. But I can talk about this because I have already lost a father in this, my path with God. God took him before he lost his salvation, and I know that he's there because God visited me. So this is the last word I want to leave the show and to our listeners. I'm thanking you for taking your time to be with us. I hope that soon we'll be back again. You'll be back again as a guest. Well, if you have sure of your salvation, if you have sure that your husband is on the right path, you don't need to be sad. Each one of us, each human being, it's responsible for his own salvation. I don't let this sadness of the other ones losing the eternity enter in my life, because it's not my story. It's their own story. If I do what I have to do to please God, to honor Jesus Christ, they are the bad decisions of the other people, they have not the right to take our joy in the Lord. You see, and God doesn't want this. God rewards each one according to his faithfulness, to his works. This is what I want to tell you and to tell to our listeners. Don't be deceived, because that is a spiritual and bad religious spirit that is working, that is the Antichrist, that is working against us, the real followers, the real worshippers of God. In 1 minute, can you please endorse us again, your website, and give me one or two last thoughts of yourself.
My website is tribulationnews.com, and I'm on the air between 3 and 5 days a week, at 6 p.m. Central Time on Blog Talk Radio. Something about me, I have 2 cats, one that will be 2 and the other one 12. And I have a sweet baby, Noah, who's with the Lord and miscarried last year. But each day I just try and focus on the positive. I know it's easy to get bogged down with the negative. More than ever, we need to keep our faith. We need to remain firm in the Lord and endure, persevere, and He will see us through. We need to trust Him no matter what the cost. He's so good. I will forever give my testimony of how awesome He is. He's amazing.
Amen, brother, sister. I hope to bring you again on some another show. It was a pleasure to have your testimony here. Please, if you need, if you wish, contact the sister. If you have something to share, please do it. I know that this sister has a lot to help you.
May the Lord bless all of us.
And you, Elizabeth, thank you once again for being with us. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you for the invite. I greatly enjoy coming on your show, and I hope everyone is blessed by our conversation.
Amen. Yes, you are. You are a blessing for us. Stay blessed, sister. We will contact.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. See you.
Yeah. Bye. See you later.
See you.